Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. This is Fatina Kirkendall, and it is always a pleasure and a privilege to be here today. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all for your prayers, for your texts, for your emails, for thank you for checking up on me. Prayers, there is power in prayer, and you know I do not start my show off without prayer in mind. So let's just go right into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. I give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are just Jehovah Jireh, the provider, Lord. Jehovah Nisi, just, Lord, you're so awesome. I just thank you for Chronicles of a Fonda Woman and everything that you have brought forth from this ministry that you've given. I thank you for the women, the men, the children, the boys and the girls that are destined to be touched by this, starting with me, Lord, and the reason why you've given it to me. I thank you for allowing me to be transparent, and thank you for allowing me to use me as a vessel, Lord. And as we move forward today, Lord, I ask you to decrease me so your Holy Spirit may come in. I invite you to saturate me, Lord. Saturate my heart, saturate my mind, saturate my spirit, Lord, that whatever I have to say that you want to bring forth, let it be pleasing to you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for those that this is intended for it to reach to, not just tonight, but moving forward. Thank you for clarity on this hiatus I've taken. Thank you for just clearing the pathway, clearing my mind, and I even thank you for the thorns that has been placed in me. I thank you for the thorns because now I understand the purpose of the thorns, and I thank you for who you are. And it's in Jesus' name I ask and pray. Amen. Don't get comfortable. The best is yet to come. You know, as we go through life, there are so many times that we are faced with so many challenges. It just seems like every time we take a step forward, we got to move 3 steps backwards. Or it just seems like we just can't catch a break. Or it just seems like everyone holds you to your past. It's like no matter what you do, it seems like they can only remember you from the things you used to do and don't want to let you go. You know, I've learned as people, as time go on, and everyone knows that I'm an open book. I'm very transparent. I don't mind putting myself out there. I'm a firm believer of being open, being transparent. I just want to encourage you tonight about don't get stuck. Don't get comfortable because where you are now is not where God intends you to be in the future. It's interesting. I was reading, listening to quite a few messages on my 2-week hiatus, and I'm going to get into that in a second. Before I do, I just want to say, if you know anyone that could be blessed from this tonight, please have them log into www.blogtalkradio.com/ Chronicles of a Fondle Woman. They may also call in at 914-338-1552. Also, when they're calling in, if they really don't want to be on the show, because I have some people that will call in and just listen to the show but don't want to chime in, and that's fine. Excuse me, they don't want to actually be on the show. They just want to listen, and I'm open to that a little bit. If you're interested in just listening, that's great. I thank you for it. And if you're interested in actually participating on the show, please text me to let me know. And you can text me at 678-887-9441 and just say, chime me in. Give me a second because I always put my phone on silent. So I'll be going back and forth checking the phone to see if you're ready to be chimed in. And then I will always say, give me a second. I'll bring you in. If you're interested in just, you want to say something, but you just don't want to be heard, I'll be more than happy to just read this, say, hey, just sharing, and that's all you would text is just sharing, and then actually send me the text you want me to share. I would do that as well. And sometimes you just want to share and you don't want to, you know, do it on the air. You're more than welcome to do that. And I thank you all so much for your emails. It's so encouraging. You may do that at emailing me at C as in cat, O-A-F woman at gmail.com. Once again, that's C-O-A-F woman at gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter, and that's pound Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. So, and also Facebook. I'm trying to make sure I get all the plugins. Facebook is Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Now that we got all that out, going back to the 2 weeks hiatus, let me talk about that. What I've learned in life is, you know, we can make excuses for anything, but if you don't take care of yourself, there's only one you. Put case in point. January, everyone knows I went into the fast, and I gave up meats and sweets. I did a Danny fast, and I actually loved it. I loved the fast that I was doing, and I decided that I think I want to become, at that time I said I think I wanted to become a vegan per se, because I think I want to do seafood, so I think that's called, I forgot what it's called, vegetarian, so correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I watched a documentary called Forks Over Knives or Knives Over Forks, or one of those documentaries my brother suggested. And it talks about how the body regenerates. The body is designed to heal itself. And I was a witness to that once I was on that. And when I took away all of that, my body, I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to take a lot of my medicines. But my birthday came up in February, February 14th to be exact. And I said, well, okay, well, I'm going to cheat, and I cheated, and as a result of it, no fault of anyone, just mine, as a result of it, I noticed I started, afterwards, my body started binging, and so now I started craving meat, and I didn't have any control over it, and it started bothering me to a point where my numbers, because I'm a diabetic, started being affected. So I would literally go into a comatose-like state and fall asleep because my numbers were so high. It was out of control. And I was like, okay, now that I know what this is, I now have to make a choice. Either I'm going to live or I'm going to die. And I decided to do life. So I decided, you know what? I'm taking meat out of my diet again, and I'm taking sweets out of my diet again. But I noticed that it's harder now that I came off my fast or whatever, because I should have never gotten off of it. So I'm just going to encourage you all, whenever you put your mind to do something, don't let nothing deter you. Stay focused and stay on it. Going back to the show on getting comfortable, and don't get comfortable. If something is working for you, just go with it. Just keep going. But let's go back to, you know, having the bad breaks, you know, people trying to put you in a box that you know, to a point that you get used to being in. No, my sweetheart. No, please don't. Please don't do that. Because sometimes it's easier said than done, okay? We get to a point in our life when life hit us so hard, we don't want it. It's like, why should I try? I mean, why should I do this? And then we just said, forget it, and we start doing it, and now we start getting adjusted to what our present is offering. I am here to tell you that is not where your future is. You got to keep pressing. In my research, preparing for the show for the past couple of weeks, because I was supposed to do the show last week, I'm a big fan of a couple people. Joel Osteen is one of them. I do his daily prayers, devotion every day, and he talked about distractions. And he talks about how people always have a tendency of trying to put you down, put you in a box, and we get caught up in that, and then it causes us to be distracted from what we have set a focus for ourselves to do. And if we're not careful, we get caught up in the negative. We forget about what we set our goal for. And then that was a confirmation. As time went on, just this morning, I was doing some spring cleaning. Another member, pastor of his church, I believe his name is John Gray. I'll get the correction on that in a second. He delivered a message on their Wednesday night Bible study, I believe, talked about thorns, the purpose of thorns, how we just want it to go away and how we just want to give up and, you know, how we get stuck sometimes and we're just asking God to just take it away. Why do we have to do with this? Why do we do with that? And then I understood, because I know I'm guilty of it. I don't know about anyone else. I can only talk about for Tina. You know, I just know at times when it's like, I've asked that question, why me, Lord? Why me? Why me? And he comes back with the same response, I'm sure, that you probably asked. And if you didn't ask, this is what he's going to tell you. Why not you? Anything that happens in our life is for his good, is for our good, but for his glory. And the message I heard this morning talks about the power of the thorns. Very, very, very powerful message today. And before I end the show, well, actually, after I end the show, if you go into on the website, on my blog talk, and I will also put it on my Facebook page, I'm going to send you the YouTube link for the Joel Olsen, the Don't Get Distracted, and also the one that talks about the purpose of the thorns. I'm going to highly, highly, highly suggest that you listen to it. But it was just some nuggets that I wanted to share with you tonight. And anyone that wants to chime in, like I said, please do. You can call me or text me at 678-887-9441 and say just chime in. I have some people that may be dropping in tonight. I'm looking forward to having them on the show, as always, and just punching in nuggets of wisdom. You know, this show is about real life, real issues, real scenarios. Like I said, I don't believe in talking to anyone without having to go through the situation myself. So let me just encourage you, first of all, that everything that we go through, there is a purpose designed for it. The setback are all set up for a reason. The heartbreaks, the disappointments, the betrayal, they're all there for a reason. We may not understand it now. Well, it just seems like it just, like if someone says, like there's a dark cloud always over my head. Storms don't last always, but there's always sunshine after the rain. And I'm just here to let you know what I've learned to do. I remember Pastor Rose was on the show not too long ago. We talked about the pain-pleasure principle. And he said it's not the process you need to be grateful for, but the creator that's putting you through the process. So as we go through our storm, because that's exactly what it is when we go through this, we just trust the creator that's putting us through the process. That's what we need to do at this point. Just trust the creator that's putting us through the process. Because if we don't have the process, we don't have, it's like you have to go through the test in order to give the testimony. Do you agree?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Without the challenge that we face, we won't have that testimony. And I think, especially in this day and age, people want battle-tested, proven warriors who has a story to tell, who've been through experiences that can relate to where they are, let our life be that witness. So, you know, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's so interesting. But, you know, as we go through this thing called life, there's so many things to look at, you know, I'm going to go on a different scenario. Try to stay with me on it.
Okay.
Let's talk about people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about church folks for once.
Yeah.
Church folks. Make sure I put folk minus the L. People have a tendency, no, because it's not just church folks. This is just people. People have a tendency of holding you hostage to your past. Like they didn't forget. They had one.
Yeah.
Like they totally forget that they have one. I'm like, well, really? Some people so heavily bound they know awfully good.
The crazy thing about it is it doesn't even have to go back to the past. Well, I guess anything that is not in this moment is past. But a lot of times when we say reflect back to the past, we're thinking years ago, high school, childhood. No, it could be something yesterday. One thing that
that's
we,
so
you
true.
Know, people, you know, and it's so if God didn't already know that we were going to have human nature and that we would fall, he would never have already predestined and put in his word that he extend his tender mercies daily. So it's not
right.
that he even expects that we are going, I mean, we can't be and we will never be greater than Jesus Christ. And if he forgives and if he can accept us and I can't comprehend how people have the audacity
mm-hmm.
to think
mm-hmm.
that they're that they even matter, that their opinion has any merit, that it's going to oppress anything. Because if God is good with me, I'm good with me, and you just need to either get on board or get over it or get gone.
I got something better. That's your problem. Joel Osteen said this in his thing about distractions. He said, you may have a problem with me, but I don't have time to have a problem with you.
Ooh,
I said,
true.
Wow.
True.
I love
so
that.
True.
I love that. And that's true. I started thinking about my own personal experience. I don't have that type of time. I didn't been through congestive heart failure, heart attacks, strokes, and came out of remission a couple times. I don't have that type of time. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with me.
Wise. Yeah. That I mean,
I'm
that,
good.
Yeah.
I love that. Because sometimes I don't say nothing because I know my tongue. My tongue is sharp. I know this. And people have a tendency of mistaking my meekness for weakness. Okay, you know, all I'm saying is I'm just trying to tell our brothers and sisters here, you know, don't get caught up in thinking that you got to stay stuck. Don't get comfortable. Don't ever get comfortable. It is not designed. Everyone knows that I'm a profound Christian. I'm all about God. What you choose to do is on you. But here on Chronicles of a Fonda Woman, I preach the gospel. That I mean, I love God. I'm going to always profess him. Because he has been so good to me. And I am telling you, you know, I've been there. I've been stuck. I've been stuck thinking that I wasn't good enough. I've been stuck having people tell me I wasn't worthy. I've been stuck, you know, allowing. Let me make sure I highlight that.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing people to define me and then believing it. And get caught up in it.
You know, that's a 2 years ago, something that's No, go ahead, because
I have allowed, and then it gets to a point where you become a prisoner of your own mind, because now they don't have to do nothing no more, because they've already put it in your mind. That's what Satan does too. You plant them seeds. Now you can't move any further. You can't have. And Will Smith said this. I saw this today. Will Smith said, "You can't become a successor of the world until you become a successor of your mind. You got to free your mind first before you're free to become a successor of this world to get the things that you're going out to get." And I said, "Wow."
Because
we don't put ourselves in a prison. We'll put ourselves in our own prison. We'll kill our own dream.
Yeah. I mean, just to take it a step deeper, because I think there's a lot of people out there who have the desire to not be stuck, but they're in such a stronghold that they don't even know how to not be in that situation. And sometimes when you've been in a mentality for so long, you don't even know how to think differently. Even though what's in front of you may have transitioned, your mind can't process it differently until you get that mind of Christ. So, I mean, if it's okay with you, would you go into how you allow God to bring you to that place of not being stuck? What did you do?
I'm so happy you said that. I was just saying that. She just chimed right on in. Yes. Now, I want us to tag team on this. You know, first of all, finally get to a point where I had to make a personal assessment of myself. I had so much stuff going on with myself. The dust was flying so high, I couldn't see, and I literally had to stop. I'm an overanalyzer, I'm an overthinker. I literally had to stop mentally and everything and stop, let the dust settle. And I had to ask myself, do I really want to continue how I'm living? Because this is not working for me. There's got to be something better. That's what I had to ask. There's got to be something better. It's got to be something better. And I had to go into prayer, because I've always been taught the Word of God. And if you don't know the Word of God, just pick up a Bible. You can pick it up. If you don't know, then reach out to me at coafwoman@gmail.com. Or if it's not me, find someone that you trust or whatever. But make it a point to do something toward it. And if it's not that, find someone that you trust, that you know, that has a strong faith. Find someone. But you got to start with you first and ask yourself, is what you're going through or what you're doing now where you want to be? Is that who you are? Is this what you really want? Can you continue like this? For me, I was like, there's got to be something better. This is not it. This is not it. I can't do it. I'm unhappy. I can't do it. It's got to be something better. I finally got to a point I started questioning. There's got to be something better. And I became hungry. I wanted something better for me. And I finally, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's when I decided I have to make a change. Now, either I'm going to change and I have to make a decision, I'm going to live or I'm going to die. And that's when change came for me.
Yeah.
That's when change came for me. That's when change came for me. Did I know what to do? No, but I know I had to do something. And that's what I did. I had to do something. And I went to first my Bible and try to understand as much as I thought I could understand about it, and I started asking questions. Then I started thinking about where I wanted to go. What did I want to do? So I started looking at people who were successful, and I wanted to be, and I know I wanted to be more like them. So I started reaching out. Well, you know, hey, you know, I'm interested in doing this, 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 and this. I would like to know, would you mind taking time out to help me?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I was like that for a while, and I still didn't get there. Because you know what? I started going back. It was uncomfortable. So I started going back to what was comfortable. That took me a while. It took me years, literally years, to do that. I didn't get that way until I relocated to Atlanta. And even when I first relocated to Atlanta, that fear was trying to get the best of me. But then guess what? Now I got a newborn to take care of. I didn't have a choice. Not only got to take care of me, I got to take care of a newborn. And I have to do it by myself because I was abandoned as far as parents. I had to take that load by myself.
Okay.
So it's either you're going to sink or you're going to swim. But if you sink, just remember you got a little baby that's going to sink with you. And we just couldn't have that. I couldn't have that. So I had to put on the big girl drawers and do it. And when I came to Georgia, I didn't know how to take care of myself. All my life, people was always taking care of me. And I let them, and as a result of it, I became a slave to them, whether it was a man, whether it was my family, whether it was whatever. I became a slave to it. And then on top of that, I had a sex addiction on top of that. So I was dealing with so many insecurities, so many things, still, you know, still dealing with the fact that I was molested, all kind of insecurities and everything, postpartum depression, everything. But I had to put that on hold. Hey, I got a child raised. I have no choice. And even if you don't have a child raised, you got you to raise.
Exactly.
You got you to raise. Okay? You got you to raise. So take that as a bonus that you got you to raise. Okay? I had to get grown real quick. And I don't want you to think that was easy because guess what? I had two heart attacks when I first came to Atlanta. And I had five strokes. And I came out of remission. And I still had to keep it moving.
Praise God.
The thorns. And could I have gotten stuck again? Yeah. I ain't going to say that was an easy road, but I had to keep it moving. I learned I had to push. I had to continue to push. I had to continue to push. I couldn't afford to go backwards. I couldn't afford to go backwards when I decided to go celibate. That was a big hurdle. Got stuck at one time. Hello? I don't know if I can do that. My point is, I could. I had to make up my mind. Going back to your original question, it was a mindset. It starts with a mindset. You have to create a mindset for yourself. It's what you're doing taking you to where you want to go. And if it's not, then you need to make a decision. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you go make that decision, and that's when change is going to come. So it's a mindset first. Do a self-evaluation. Once you do your self-evaluation, now make a decision. Once you make a decision, now you surround yourself around the people you need to surround yourself with. Find out, hey, they're doing what I want to be doing. Let me surround myself around them so I can find out how to get to the next level. All right, well, I got that done. Now I need to do this. Let me find somebody who's doing this, and let me find myself. Because if you're sincere, but let me, Lord, forgive me, put God in it, because you can't do nothing without him.
Oh,
if it ain't your God, if it ain't God for you, and it's your higher power, whatever your higher power is, that's getting you closer to, because it's all going to be God at the end of the day.
Listen,
you cannot do anything without him.
Exactly.
Yep, it's only one or hell. Yeah, you either heaven or hell.
Either one or the other. When you decide to choose God, one thing that, I just wanted to add in there when you were talking about your self-evaluation, part of being in a stronghold and being stuck there is listening and believing the lies that the enemy is saying to you. So one thing, when you're going through that evaluation, you plead the blood over your mind and you ask God that you, for his mind to be in you, to have the mind of Christ, and to allow you to have the scales taken off of your eyes and to be receptive of the truth. A lot of times people don't change because they're not ready to accept what's true about them, that it's hard to change what they don't want to hear. So a lot of times God will cause you to stay right in a certain position and allow you to watch change happening all around you because of this pride or whatever it is, whatever it is. Wanting to be in control, wanting to make sure that you have the last word or that whatever it is, we have to allow ourselves to die to our flesh and let the Holy Spirit reveal truth to us. And he has to be first. He has to be in control. He is Lord over everything, even our mental illness, you know, because I know I got really, really upset when my whole declaration, my proclamation was my healing from depression. And when I say it, I mean, there was in that moment where I experienced the purging of spirit and allowing the freedom and the liberty of God to just take complete control of me, and it was like a shroud was taken off of me. That heaviness was gone. Didn't have to be on medication for, oh God, it was at least 6 to 8 months, and then some of the symptoms started coming back, and I got upset. I got upset. I was like, okay, Lord, I've yielded my life. I love you. I don't understand why this is happening. And then I heard Pastor Brad Hamby teach, God is Lord over everything. He knows where you're what you're going through. He knows why you're going through it. And don't get it twisted for one moment that he has complete control or allowing a situation to occur because you're transitioning. Mm-hmm. It's not always about you doing something wrong. It's sometimes about, okay, you need to transition to a higher place. And before you can move to any other level, you have to demonstrate strength and proficiency on the level that you're on. So whatever he healed and delivered you from, it has to be tested. It has to be tested before you can elevate. So, I mean, if you don't have God in the process, and even when you were saying when you make that decision and you surround yourself with people, that is another time that you have to go into a different, the intimacy with God to hear his voice, to know who you can speak to, who you can allow to speak into you, because not everybody who's doing the thing that looks like you want to do is somebody that should or need to minister to you.
Exactly.
Or you get that from. So, I mean, he has to be in control of that, our whole transition, so that it does not peril in tragedy. And then we have a setback, and it'll take longer than what he intended for us, and much longer than what we wanted. But no, I totally agree with you. We can't isolate. You have to surround yourself with those people who you are striving to be like, because if you are the best or the smartest in your circle of where you're trying to go, then that's an indicator that you need to move to another
circle.
So you're going higher. So you're getting better. So no, we're here. I totally agree.
And a couple things I want to highlight on, because sometimes you don't know who you need to talk to, because if you're anything like me with the trust issue, Sometimes mm-hmm. you just need to talk to God. Now, I don't want you to sit there, and I don't want anyone to sit there and think you got to go, you got to, like, have a book to tell you how to talk to God. I talk to God just like I'm talking to you right now. And I go to God naked. And what I mean by that, if I'm ticked off and use some choice words, I go to God just like that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm repenting in the end. But he already knows what I'm – I go to him just the way I'm feeling. When it's all said and done, I'm repenting because I know I shouldn't use certain words or whatever, but he knows who you are. And I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, okay, because you don't go to your parents go any kind of way. I'm talking to the listeners. You don't go to your parents any kind of way or whatever, but you can go to God honestly. You know, I told my son, my oldest son, you have a time where you're going to have that. This is our open table moment. This is where I want you to express yourself any way you can. Okay, this is during open table moment. But just know, this is only during open table moment. So I say all this, when you go to God, that's your open table moment. Because in the end, once you get caught up in him, trust me, his spirit is going to come in. And when it's all said and done, you already get into a whole new level of engagement with him. Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to remind people of, remember your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember your truth. I am blessed and highly favored. Maybe you may be in a situation where you've never been told you were beautiful. You're never told any positive things about you. But let me tell you a couple things how you can know that you're blessed and highly favored. If you woke up this morning and you breathing, please know it wasn't your choice. That wasn't your choice.
That's right. And it wasn't
It was someone higher than you that decided to wake you up. So you thank him. And you go there. And then just start talking. And you could do simple as, Jesus, thank you. That's it. If that's all you know, that's all you could do. But then you start going into your little truth. And then everybody uses technology. Go into Google. Positive things I can say about myself or positive things from God. If you can go to Facebook, chat, whatever, you can go to Google and chat that. You can go to Google and do that. You can go to Google and say positive things that I can say about myself. There's always ways to do it. You know, I was talking to one of my family members because I deal with depression, and I have to sometimes, you know, I tell my family member, anytime you feel that beast coming on, you have to go into your truth file. Your truth file is when they try to tell you you're no good, I'm blessed and highly favored.
That's right.
When they try to tell you, I still remember you was this, well, you know what? I don't answer to that no more. But what I do answer to is beloved, majesty, beautiful, awesome, woman of God. That's what I answer to now.
That's right.
Go into that, you know, go into that method. Because people go always, the enemy is out there to seek and destroy. That's his job. Actually, I love my enemies. You know why? They keep my faith sharpened.
That's right.
They keep my faith sharpened. But I had to get to that point. I don't want you to think it's like Lucky Charms and it's magically, you know, magical. It's not. It's a process that you go through. But if you want something bad enough, you got to get hungry. I mean, you got to get hungry, that so hungry that you become desperate, and nothing is going to stop you from getting to it. And you're going to have to create goals. You know, I'm a big believer of vision boards. Habakkuk says, write the vision down plain. Write it down and make it plain. And every time you get to something, check it off. Get to something, check it off. Get to start and check it off until you get to the big goal. And then when you finish that one, guess what? Create new goals. That's how you do it. So to answer the question, that's how I started doing it. Just little things. It was hard for me. I struggled. I struggled with dealing with self-identity. I didn't know who I was or who I was and whose I was for years, always marching to the beat of somebody else's drum because I didn't know. I didn't know who I was. People could, you know, to this day, people can't believe that I didn't think I was beautiful. I didn't think I was beautiful until I went to college. I dealt with so much insecurities, self-identity, and worth. I just didn't have it. And when I was in a marriage where I lost my entire, I allowed myself to lose my entire, when I look at it now, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done
for me, my
soul cries out, hallelujah. When I say the best is yet to come, when I think about the person I talk about all the time, where I was and where I was and where I am now, I am so grateful for grace. I am so grateful for mercy. Yes. I am so grateful for unconditional love. Yes, we do have bad breaks. We do. Yes, what we have are thorns, but thorns are used to protect what? Roses. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But roses are delicate. They're beautiful flowers. And you ain't be able to get to a rose just that quick. You got to go through the thorn. The prickles, or whatever. You ain't be able to get to them real quick. There's only certain people that are designed to handle roses. Consider yourself a rose. Consider yourself a rose. And I got the person I was listening to this morning. His name is John Gray.
Love him.
And he's with Joel Osteen's ministry. And honey, I'm going to put it on my blog talk site. But if you YouTube it, your work becomes your reality in 2020.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put it up. Yeah, it's called Your Work Becomes Your Reality in 2020. And the YouTube for Joel Osteen is Distractions.
Okay.
I'm gonna put it on my site, and I'll also put it on my Facebook page. When I tell you. It's powerful. It is powerful. And for those who are going through right now and struggling, I'm going to highly, highly, highly encourage you to listen to those YouTube messages because listen to it in its entirety. I mean, it is phenomenal because when I get off the air, I'm going to do it again because it was so awesome. Awesome. So, what we go through is for our good before his glory. Because if we don't go through, he doesn't get the glory. We'll take it for ourselves.
That is our purpose for being here. It's for his glory.
If you don't go through, anything we go through is not for you. It's for somebody else. I remember a pastor once telling me that. Fatina, the things that you're going through is not for you. It's for somebody else. And lo and behold, who is doing Chronicles of a Fonda Woman right now? I couldn't understand it at first, but I get it. I get it. So I just want to encourage my people, you know, my brothers and sisters. First of all, let me just give a shout out real quick. Every now and then I get a chance to look at the demographics of those who are listening. I want to thank everybody that's just investing time, first and taking time out of your schedule to listen to me. I have people that will listen to the show on demand. And when I go in to look at the numbers, I'm like, whoa, wow. I'm so humbled because there are times, I won't lie, I do get discouraged. We all do. So you're not the only person that goes through. But when I look at the demographics, it just reminds me of why I do what I do. I love what I do. I love to advocate. Mm-hmm. I love to help. I love to just, I don't mind putting myself out there. It don't bother me. I just don't. But when I saw that I have listeners from Barbados, I have listeners from the Philippines, I have listeners from Haiti, and now Nigeria, I want to cry now. I was just like, Lord, I just thank you. When you think you're not making a difference, God has a way of telling you, I need you to continue to just stay in my will, and it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. It ain't about nothing else, and it's definitely not about me. It is about God. And I asked him, and this is my request, Lord, if you deliver me from this, I will shout it to the rooftop. And those who know me know I love to talk. If you're going to use me for anything, it's going to be what I love to do, talk. And if I can help any woman, I remember going through places where I couldn't talk about being fondled. I couldn't talk about the addictions that came from being fondled, like the sex addiction, alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't talk about that freely because people always frowned their faces up because they couldn't understand. So you just kind of like fall back because you don't want to be judged because they don't understand. And then you have some people who try to put you in the same category as, you know, alcoholics and stuff. No, it's not. It's not the same. No, it's not. It's not the same. And then I found out as I went to a new beginners class at a church in Charleston, North Charleston, that I just started opening up and come to find out there were other women just like me.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in the church. We love God. But it's just that stronghold that's holding back. I mean, I would be all in the Holy Ghost or whatever, but as soon as that memory got triggered, all Hades broke loose in me. That's when I realized there was a root, and I have to get to that root. And once you kill that root, that healing can start going in. Now you can start pouring in because now the root is already destroyed.
That's right.
And I said, this is it. If I can help other women, I don't want nobody to go through what I went through. I don't want nobody. I went through my high school, my middle school. I went through years carrying that load for so long, and could not talk about it. But then was dealing with the residue of being out angry and promiscuous, just. And people couldn't understand it. Heck, I didn't understand it. I can't explain it. You know, but what I'm, you know, just got, I got tired. I just got tired. I mean, I started getting comfortable letting people believe what they want to believe about me, and I didn't care. I just didn't care. I just got comfortable with the fact that they believe what they want to believe. And then it just got to a point. Mhm. I got tired.
It's just to hear your story, just to hear your testimony, your journey of perseverance is so inspiring and is so encouraging. And I am so grateful that he has given you the strength and the confidence, the platform and the desire to want to speak encouragement and life and healing into other people who are still suffering, still suffering. There is more people out there who has been victims of sexual inappropriateness and abuse that they have to hear it. It's in the Word, it says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that is the quickest and strongest way to break down the barriers, because when you share yours, it gives people permission. It innately gives people permission to proclaim their own testimony and their acceptance. When you were talking about destroying things from the root, when it becomes uprooted, when you get to that place in your life that you've identified the root and God and Holy Spirit allows it to be severed and uprooted, then it has to immediately be filled with something good. When you think about a plant or shrub being pulled out of the yard, and it's just a gaping open void, but you have to fill it with good soil. You have to put some sod over it. And that good soil for us is the manna of the Word of God. We have to get the Word in us and let that take root in us so that our spiritual fruit will grow and blossom and ripen and be able to bless and feed other people. So,
I thank you. To God be the glory. I can't take no honor in it. All I can say is once I submit it to him, I'm constantly under submission unto him. Constantly. I literally, when I started laying on my face, I learned how to lay on my face. I didn't know what that was until maybe last year, learning how to lay on my face. I had to learn how to do it. And what I learned how to do is go into a meditation mode. I'll play my meditation music, and then I just start having conversation with him. You know, just simple things. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll go and just, you know, a simple hallelujah or just thank you, Jesus, or amen. And then next thing you know, I'm having full-fledged conversation I didn't even know I was going to have. You know, it just takes over. And as long as I stay grounded, Just stay grounded. Now, I don't want y'all to think that this is an easy road. No, but it can be done. Yeah. But you do it to a point where it comes second nature to you. And you just, you know, it's not one of those things where you got to have no 50 minutes of prayer. No, you could be like, Lord, look, I'm going to need you to take care of that. Because my attitude is when I got into a situation, hey, JC, I'm going to need you to take care of that because it's too much for me. I'm going to keep it moving. Yeah. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
Just as simple as that. I mean, JC, I'm going to need you to take care of that now because I ain't trying to block my blessing. I'm going to need you to take care of that, and I'm going to keep it moving. And I keep it moving about my day. That's what I do. I just can't. You know, things I don't have no control over, I just don't worry about it. But I just want to say that I thank you all for tuning in for Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. This is for Chyna Kirkendall. You know, if you know someone who could be blessed by this, please have them log in or chime in at 914-338-1552. I love your emails. Thank you so much. You're so encouraging. And I definitely want to continue. If you want to email me, please continue to do so at coafwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook at Chronicles of a Fondled Woman, and I'm also on Twitter at @ChroniclesofaFondledWoman. So please reach out. I love it. I have a lot of people that will like to listen to the demand. So if you don't know anyone or if you know someone that could be blessed by this, you know, they don't have to be live. You can actually send them to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And once they log on to that, they can actually listen to the demand. To do is hit play and listen. That's all they would have to do. I appreciate it because I actually get the numbers from that as well. I get the report on those who are listening to that as well. Robert and I are mentioning, we were just talking about don't get comfortable. The best is yet to come. And we were just talking about experiences of when people, you know, life just hits them hard. They get to a point where they just want to give up. They feel like they don't want to try anymore. They're always judged. They try to go one step forward, three steps backwards. And I'm just here to tell you, you don't have to, you know. Just make up your mind. You know, ask yourself, is this where you want to continue to stay? You know, and then once you make up that mind that you want change to happen, and change is going to happen. And how do you do it? You figure out where it is that you want to go. First of all, decide to allow God to come in, God or your higher power to come in, and then say, okay, so what do I want to do? Is something better? What is that better for you? Where do you see that better to be? And then start surrounding yourself around people that where you're trying to go, and then go from there. You know, I will always tell you, get a connection with God, your higher power. Get a connection. Get a connection because you can't do it without him. Stay in tune with your truth. What is your truth? Blessed and highly favored. I am an influencer. I am powerful. I am royalty. I am blessed and highly favored. Whatever that royalty, whatever that truth is, and if you don't know where to look for one, Google it. For all of my tech persons, Google it. You could definitely do it. And if not, I'm going to go on my Facebook page and I'm going to put some jewels on there so you can at least start off, and I'll be more than happy to do that. I'll do that after the show tonight. Or if you want to email me at coafwoman@gmail.com, I highly encourage you to do that. I also suggested about this two sermons, Joel Osteen, Distractions, and that's, you can get that off for YouTube, and you can also YouTube, and I highly, highly encourage it. Your Work Becomes Your Reality in 2020 by John Gray. Phenomenal, 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 both of them. But if I had to put an order of what you should listen to first, John Gray first, by all means. Your Work Becomes Your Reality in 2020. John Gray, by all means, listen to him first. Yes. By all means, when I tell you he was powerful, he was just awesome. But before I leave, I just wanted to let you know that God is looking for people. And as long as you know that when I thought I couldn't be used by God because I had such a history of my life, and trust me, there's not some things I have not done under the sun, but he looks for people like me. The people who have been through. And if you ever read the Bible, I don't know anybody in the Bible who don't come from a past. Every last one of them do. But every last one of them have done that. Every last one of them have done that. And if you meet somebody who tell you they ain't got a past, you need to check them. And just go, you know what, just go on and move away from them, because you don't even want to be around that anyway.
That's right.
Just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. So I want to give you a 30-second and a nugget of wisdom that you could plant to people that are listening, Barbara.
God, like you already said, it has to start, begin, and end with God. And you have to make those positive daily affirmations over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And find out in the Word, if you don't know what the Word says about you, like you said, even if you Google it or you get with somebody, to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Begin to read and understand your value and your worth according to what God says you are, and that's something that's precious. So keeping that on the forefront, surrounding yourself with good people who are going to keep you uplifted, and just persevere. Just never give up until you reach each goal. And then
awesome.
Go on to the next, like you said. Yeah, and be blessed. Just know that you're always blessed.
Awesome. I'm going to leave with this final thought. And when I was thinking about, you know, the best is yet to come, when I think about myself, yes, I was mess up, but I'm too blessed up to stay stuck up. So I'm going to get up so I can get set up for my next level up. So when
you
I tell you the best is yet
that.
To come, the best is yet to come. This is Fatina Kirkendall. I thank you for always tuning in with me and staying faithful with me. And just know I'm looking forward to seeing you all next weekend, because we're going to talk about sabotaging, self-sabotaging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we are precious, honey. So this is Fatina Kirkendall again. Thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I love you. God loves you. Be blessed.